Hi, my beautiful babies. I hope you guys are all doing good and feeling healthy. Right before I got on, I said, I hope God blesses everyone that is watching this video with just good vibes and happiness. So today we're going to be talking about things to do in 2024 that will actually change your life. And I mean like really, really change your life. Okay. And I'm only putting five. I saw this girl the other day put like 24 things to do in 2024. Like I need a smaller list or I'm going to give up immediately. Okay, I'm gonna need a smaller list, even though, like, listen. I am 100% going to a gnarly rave in Fort Lauderdale on the 1st. So although like people on the 1st are gonna be at the gym and doing all this shit, I won't be. I will be raving. I will be absolutely headbanging to Subtronics, and it's gonna be the best thing ever. It's gonna be the best way for me personally to start 2024, living 2024. I feel like everyone's trying to be a robot and try to have everything to the T and try to be this and try to be that. I'm just trying to be me. I'm trying to live my life to the fullest. I'm trying to be happy in every moment. That is my number one, and you'll see it on my list of five things. That is my number one thing that I'm worried, not worried about, but trying to achieve in 2024. Live in the moment and be happy. 2023 was fucking difficult. 2023 was a very difficult year. Hardest year I've ever had. Hopefully hardest year I ever will have. Just a really tough year full of growth and expansion and acceptance and anger and sadness and everything just wrapped in a box with a bow that's been burnt, shriveled up, and then taped back together, and then hit with a baseball bat a few times, probably dropped in some mud, picked out by a fisherman or farmer, dried, and then, you know, put on the wall like a trophy. That was my 2023. But I love you guys. Thank you for being here for me this entire year. Thank you for watching me and supporting me and always sending me positive vibes and little love notes and love messages and my DMs. By the way, if you're not, subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow the podcast Instagram, because I'm probably going to do a Q&A soon, because I haven't done one in a really long time. And I always love answering your guys' questions. 2-2-2 on the timer. Yes. Okay, number one, and this is very important because, again, we're all like looking at YouTube videos, looking at TikToks about like how to change our life, how to become like the best version of ourselves in 2024. All of it's great. Love it. Scrumptious. We eat it up. But I think it's important to not make fixing yourself a part of your personality trait. Do you know what I mean? Like, do not just allow yourself to constantly like take on that burden of like, I have to change. I have to do better. I need to achieve these goals. You're not broken. Okay. The self-love journey is beautiful, but toxic positivity is a thing. It is a thing. Be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Don't allow your ego to attach to the idea that you are broken. You are more powerful than that. You are great. You're stunning. You're amazing. The effort that you put into yourself is something to admire. Okay. It's beautiful. It's special. It's authentic. Okay. The love that you're giving yourself is sparkles. Okay. You literally fart sprinkles. Sprinkles? You fart sparkles. Okay. It's amazing. It's great. Flourish in it. Love it. But don't allow yourself to just constantly hold that burden of like, I need to change this. I need to change this. I need to do, because you're going to forget to live your life. You're going to always be sitting there thinking about the things that you're not doing instead of thinking about all the things you've achieved. And like I said, 2023 was a very tough year for a lot of us. Okay. But there was so much beauty in that year. Every time you cried and you pieced your heart back together, like I always say, it's fucking stunning. It's beautiful. It's powerful. You know, we're goddesses, we're kings, we're queens, you know, we're beautiful little butterflies and beautiful little angels. And every single time we go through something and we get back fucking up, every time we fall and we get back up, every time we fail and we keep trying, that needs to be acknowledged. So you are not a person that is broken that constantly needs to be fixed. You're a human soul, you know, a beautiful soul on this planet that's growing through their phases. Okay. So just don't put that pressure on yourself, that you're just broken. Okay. Cause you're not. A broken person doesn't get up and have the strength that you do. to fucking literally just bulldoze through that shit, okay? Bulldoze through that shit. That's what I did this year. I had no time to cry. I had no time to cry. I just had to keep going. I had to keep going. No, I did cry. You know I'm a crybaby, but honestly, this year I think I cried more about the things that I was happy about than I did about anything I was sad about. You know, there were some moments where I like, put my hands up in the sky and I was like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck? Why? But there were times when I cried by the support that so many of you guys gave me. And I was like, oh my God, why is everybody so nice? You know, why is everybody so nice? I'm a happy crier. We all 100% know that. So number one thing to recognize when you're going into 2024 to change your life is don't make fixing yourself a personality trait, because you're already great and beautiful. And I love you. I love you. I do. I love you. Number two, this is a big one for me because I have to remind myself of this constantly. Okay. Why can't it just be good? How about that? Why can't it just be good? I'm such an anxious person. I'm an overthinker. I will sit there and like after I leave a social like setting, I will sit there and like rethink about everything I said. You know what I mean? And say like, okay, but is this person not like me? Okay, quick story time. Okay, quick story time. I tried to make a friend the other day. Ew. I never really do that. Like I'm normally like really like outgoing and stuff. And like, you know, I just gravitate towards people or people gravitate towards me. But I tried to make a friend the other day and it's a girl that works at my gym. Okay. And they have like a little rave group or whatever. And I went to high school with like a few of them. So they just work in my gym now. And I see her all the time. I'm like, hey. And she's like, hey. And the other day, we all ended up going to this like tattoo artist. Shout out to Eliza. Her work is great. I'll try to tag her if I remember. But we all went to her little holiday party. And it was like the first time I'd like seen this girl like out and about. Okay. And she looked so cute. I loved, she was wearing like a green and white checkered sweater. And I was like, the vibes. Yes. And she had like her makeup looking cute and her hair looked good. So I walked up. I was like, hey. And I gave her a hug. And she said, yo, I don't know. I don't know. I don't ever try to make friends. So it's kind of like embarrassing. My face is getting hot. But she said like, oh my God, I like your perfume. And it was Valentino. Yes, Valentino girly. And I remembered that she said that. So when I went to the mall, I got her a sample of the perfume. I was like, I have to go to Macy's because I have to give her a sample of this perfume. And then when I saw her the next time I was at the gym, I saw her initially and I was like, don't do that. That's so embarrassing. That's so stupid. Like, don't look like you care so much. And then I was gonna leave and I was like, no, just give her the perfume. It's fine. It's nice and it's thoughtful. Like maybe she'll be nice. And she was like, thank you. That's so sweet. But I literally went to my car and I was like, oh my God, like what? Like, was that me making an effort to make a friend? Ew. I like almost regretted it. I had to call my friend Miles and be like, okay, was that like super lame and embarrassing? Or like, was it just like really thoughtful and kind and sweet? So, you know, it was thoughtful and kind and sweet. And honestly, if anyone did that to me, I would be like so happy. I'd be like, oh my God. Like, I love you. Thank you so much. Because now we can be Valentino girlies together. Anyways, so I was overthinking that for a little bit. And then I sat there and I was like, why am I overthinking doing something nice? Like, no, like how powerful is the drive in me to just overthink? Like, I literally did something nice and cute. And the response was also nice and cute. And I'm still somehow sitting here overthinking it. I mean, why the fuck can't it just be okay? Why can't it just be good? Why can't I just be okay? Why can't everything just be fine? Why do I always have to find a problem? Why do you always have to find a problem? Why do we always think that something is wrong? Why can't it just be good? I just want moments in this year to be good. I also saw a video. I'll also try to tag it. Damn. I try to do my best with tagging and I think I do pretty good, to be honest. But sometimes I forget. We're all humans. We make mistakes. But I saw a video that says the meaning to life is simple. He could put it into 5 words. Enjoying the passage of time. Right? Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Enjoying the passage of time. Why can't it all just be good? Why can't we just sit and watch the birds fly and stare out the window, you know, watch the like little leaves in the trees wiggle because of the air and like, see, I don't know, a cat sunbathing in the sun or your dog, every time they look at you and that you come home, like enjoy time flowing. Stop like being afraid of that. Stop fearing so much that you're like behind or losing time or, you know, you don't have to rush. Just enjoy the passage of time because it's going to happen regardless. Don't fear it. Think about what brings your life meaning. You know, it's the simple things. It's the simple accomplishments. Allow yourself to be okay. That's a good one. I just spit fucking bars. That's a good one. Yeah. Try to make me remember that. Try to call me out on my shit if you ever see me crying on like a TikTok video, like, oh my God, be like, stop, queen, remember, enjoy the passage of time. This is a moment. This is a moment where you can get your shit together. So that is number two. Why can't it all just be good? Yay. Love it. Number three, learning emotional control and rationality. This is huge for me. I keep pulling, Man, I wish I had my cards next to me so I could look through it. Wait, I'm going to have to see if... I think they're over there. Dang it. But emotional control, I keep pulling the temperance card in my deck. And that means learning to stand in the fire and the water, being balanced, okay? And so many times in our life, we can be emotionally triggered by just anything. You know, someone cutting off in traffic, someone being a dick at like to you in a line or the mall, or someone having an attitude towards you, someone not saying thank you when the door opens. Did I ever talk about that? Okay, side quest. Let me tell you something. I have a video. Oh my goodness. I'm going to try to figure out a way to like post up the video or something. Maybe I'll just have it on the side of the YouTube video or like at the end. But so skip to the end. It might be there. But I literally was mid conversation with my girl Shay, right? Like we went out to like a really nice place that is in our town that I go to all the fucking time. We were there and we were like tipsy for sure. You know, I was probably drunk. Matter of fact, no, I think I got drunk afterwards. So I was tipsy at this point. And we were going to the bathroom. We were like mid-deep conversation. I don't remember what it was about. I think it was about, I don't know, it was something deep. It was something like important. Like I was sitting there and I was like pondering and like listening and talking. Like it was something deep into it. So like everything else around us like wasn't important. You know what I mean? Like it was just me and her. Like, so we were walking out of the restaurant. We had used the bathroom. We were walking out of the restaurant and there was like these three older women there. And I think two older women and a dude. Anyway, so they opened the door. Like they held the door open and I was like talking to her so like deeply that like I walked past and I did not say thank you. I didn't know, but it was like half a second. Like, I don't even think it was half a second. I think it was like a millisecond of me like walking through the door before I could process that someone like opened it. You know what I mean? And the woman just snarled. She's like, say thank you. Like, thank you. Or like, you're welcome. Or like something like that. You know, it's just like a terrible attitude. So I turn around. Honestly, my first reaction, I was like, who does that? Like, I literally turn around like this. Okay. Imagine Malia's sassy face. I was like, girl, what? Like you're holding the door open. And yes, it's like nice to do that. But like to sit there and be like, say thank you. Like she literally was like a gremlin. Obviously it was my mistake that I didn't say thank you. I wish I would have because I was just like in such a like state, you know? But so I turn around, I look at her. I'm like, ew, like what? And then she goes, you're ugly. And then they start following us. And the girl is like, you're ugly. You're ugly. You're ugly. You're ugly. These two old women were screaming at me that I was ugly. And it was honestly really upsetting because I was like, I'm having a good night. I'm a young woman. Like you are a woman. You're older women. Like, you know, the like struggle of, you know, your mind and like battling, like if you look pretty and if you don't look pretty. So it's like, it was just honestly really hurtful that they were like screaming at me and telling me that I was ugly. I know I wasn't ugly, but it was just so like rude. It was mean. It was honestly a buzz killer. Okay. So that's why I had to take shots. They're the reason I got drunk that night. Okay. They're the reason. You fucking bitch. So, okay, wait. So they were like following me, right? Being like, you're ugly, you're ugly, you're ugly. So I took out my camera and I never do things like that. But I honestly like jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, I need to fucking film this moment. So I take out my phone. And literally, like, the girl's like, yeah, you're ugly. And her friend comes in front of the camera. I literally, please, if you are just listening to this, please, 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 I'll just post it on my Instagram post. I'll just post it as an Instagram post. But please go look at it, because the way that this monster looked, like, it was like this. And then she jerked off. She jerked off to me. Have you ever been, like, pretend jerked off by like a 7-year-old woman? I mean, it will change your life. That was a good ending to 2023, because I literally, like, tears in my eyes. I was like, what is happening to me? What is happening to me? She's aggressively air jerking me off. I'm like, what? And like, they were just, so then after that, I got them good, I think. And I was like, I started chanting, wrinkly and old, wrinkly and old, wrinkly and old. And I think that that really upset them. And I'm very happy that it did, because they were just like really rude. I mean, like, maybe they were drunk, but like, I don't care how old I am. I will never look at a young woman and tell her that she's ugly. Like, you're disgusting. Growth doesn't happen to everybody. Okay. I hope they have a terrible 2024. No, I'm not going to put that energy out there, because any negative energy that you put out there comes back to me, comes back to you. So just, oh shit. We're talking about temperance. Damn it. I'm like, you fucking cunt. But no. Sorry. Yes. Temperance, learning to stand in the fire and the water. I'm happy I didn't yell and get really upset. I was just kind of like wrinkly old hag. Anyways, your brain is like a battery. And I saw another video of this man speaking, and he said that any spout of anger or burst of anger takes your body 7 hours to rebalance. 7 hours. So you get upset by something, it's 7 hours in the back of your head and in your body to truly like get over that. Think about that the next time some random motherfucker pisses you off. Like, don't allow them to drain your brain. Like, your brain is a battery. Take care of it. Don't waste it on the wrong people and tasks. Also, drugs. 2024, there, for me personally, there's going to be no vaping. I do some side quests, okay? I am sometimes a roly-poly. Wink, wink. So again, like, just all of that, really taking care of yourself, really taking care of your body, taking care of the way you're eating, you know, just like, your brain is a battery. Your body is your little machine. Oh my God. I saw something earlier today that was so weird. It's, what was it? It was like, you are not, a skeleton. You are inside of a skeleton. Like, you're your brain that is inside of a sack of, like, meat, not, like, because, like, sometimes if you think about it, you're like, oh, like, I'm a skeleton. Like, no, you are inside of a skeleton. Isn't that weird? That's fucking crazy. I just be making y'all think. I honestly really just be making y'all think, okay? But, yeah, learning how to stand in the fire and the water, learning temperance. The minute you get mad, you lose. The minute you allow someone to control your thoughts and your emotions, you lose. And I was gonna say, like, I can get angry really easily, but I honestly don't anymore. So I need to start giving myself more of the credit. Like, sometimes I talk to my friends, they're like, no, Malia, you don't do that. Like, you used to do that, but that's not who you are anymore. But I used to get very easily angry and triggered, especially when I was drinking. I don't now. I'm really proud to say that I literally don't now. Like, yay. Pretty much all of 2023, I've actually been good on that. So I'm going to pat myself on the back. Take your moment right now to pat yourself on the back. If you've learned to work through your anger in better ways, congratulations, baby. And if you are still doing it, girl, same. We're learning every day. But yeah, so I wanted to share a story time about the time I almost hit my roommate in the face with a cooking pan. Bop, Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm not proud of it. She was rude. She was not rude. She was annoying. And personally, she only had a backbone when she had other friends like hyping her up. And I don't really respect women, like people that do that. Like, I'm very like bold. I'm upfront. Like, what you see is what you get. Like, this is who I am. I don't change by who's in the room. You know what I mean? Like, this is me. Genuine, authentic, right? So we had like a little disagreement and stuff, and she would always send me these stupid, dumb messages, like all these text messages about like things that I was doing that she didn't like using her salt and pepper. So she would put like locks on like the counters and like whatever. So it was just annoying. She just irritated me. So I would always send a picture back of myself and I'd be like, I'm not reading this. At least I'm not reading this. It's all stupid. So, you know, I wouldn't respond to anything like that now that I'm more mature, and I wouldn't want to keep a problem going, you know what I mean? But I was just sassy and standing my ground, because what else did I have to do when I was 19 years old? Anyways, so one night I was like cooking in the kitchen. Like, I put on headphones because she was having like a birthday party in the living room, so she had like all of these girls over. I think there was like six of them, and I literally cooked my dinner and had my headphones in. And then after I was done, I put all the dishes in the sink. And I went downstairs to walk Opal, my dog. As I'm downstairs walking Opal, I get a text message in the group chat of like our living room, our apartment. And it goes, whoever's dishes these are, they need to be cleaned ASAP or something like that. I read that downstairs with my friend Miles, who was friends with both of us. I met Miles through this person, so I'm very happy she was in my life, and I'm very happy she was my roommate, because I would have never met my little best friend Miles, who means the world to me. But so I immediately see this, and Miles goes, don't. And I ran my ass upstairs, opened that door. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was just in here all this time cooking my dishes. You know these are my dishes, and you're going to say some shit like that when I'm, like, not here. When I'm, like, not in the room. Like a little baby. Like, what are you doing? They hyped you up. Send it, send it, send it, send it, send it. I was like, I'm not the one to do that with. I don't play those games like that. Like, be for real. Talk to me. Talk to me with your chest, girl. So then she, like, I don't even know what she was doing, but she's like, you don't respect me. And I was like, no, I don't. Respect is given. I mean, respect is earned, not given. I'm like, I don't respect you, like, at all as a person. That's pretty fucked up, honestly, now that I'm saying it again. But I really didn't really respect her. I thought she was very, I don't know, she was like a fly on the wall. They were kind of just like, I don't know, like, didn't really do anything. She's doing really, really good now, so good for her. I know she was, like, going through some mental health stuff, so, like, I completely relate to that. But she's popping off now. She's doing good. Like, she has her whole own little social media, like, tribe and, like, all these things, so good for her. But, yeah, anyways, I don't really remember how this ended up happening with the cooking pan in my hand, but I think she said something that was, like, too much. So I, like, had a cooking pan in my hand, and I just, like, went to, like, I don't even know, but, like, her boyfriend jumped in between us. I think I was just gonna slam it down on the counter, but who knows? Like, I was very angry, so I could have hit her with the damn fucking cooking pan. Yeah. So anyways, that was like me getting super, super angry, right? And then I went into my room. I started crying immediately. Like, my body couldn't handle the like anger that I had had, and it didn't make me feel good. Yelling and being angry like that did nothing for me, and I had to spend hours just with my like head hurting and my heart aching and feeling uncomfortable in my own house, her feeling uncomfortable, everyone feeling uncomfortable, everyone witnessing that embarrassing moment of us arguing over fucking nothing. And like, I ended up just crying. So when next time you think about like being angry, my therapist told me this. He was like, is it worth it? Like, will it help you feel better in the end? Because the majority of the time, it won't. The majority of the time, it won't make you feel any better. And you should only do things that make you feel better, make you feel good, because you're the most important person in your life. You're the one that you have to take the most care of, okay? You take care of yourself, and then you can take care of everybody else. You take care of yourself, and then you can go do what you need to do. You are important. Your emotions are more important than other people. So learn how to control them. The minute you get mad, the minute you let someone get you mad, you lose automatically. Okay? Because who the fuck are they to make your emotions shift and your emotions change? So now when things happen to me, I kind of just sit, process, speak clearly and slowly. You know, I'm trying to get my point across to you. I'm not trying to really have too much of a debate. You speak to me, I'll speak to you, and then we'll keep it going that way. You know what I mean? So stay level-headed. It takes 7 hours to rebalance your body after a spurt of anger. Learn to stand in the fire and the water like a bird, like the temperance card in my card deck, the wild unknown, okay? We're being fancy here. We're being fancy here. Okay, so that's number three, learning emotional control and rationality. Number four, be fucking weird. Be fucking lame. Be fucking boring. I absolutely love this. Be fucking weird. Be fucking lame. Be fucking boring. And be alone. Be alone. Being alone is the best thing I ever did for myself. Taking myself on dates and not caring about like if I looked like I was lame or if I looked like I didn't have friends, like if I looked boring. I remember so many times in high school, I like was so afraid to be seen sitting alone at lunch because I didn't have any friends. The feeling was awful. I would sit in the library and have nothing to do. So I would pretend that I was writing on something down. Like I would literally be scribbling like absolutely nothing just so it looked like I was doing homework. And that's the reason I was in the library. I would go into the bathroom and sit there and eat lunch. With my feet up on the toilet seat, like literally the high school movie scene. And I just cared so much. I literally just cared so much because I didn't want people to know that I was lame or that I was weird or that I was boring. And now I'm so proud that I'm different. I'm so proud that I'm weird and kooky. And you know what? I was actually on a date like a few months ago and I was talking to him and I was like, do you think I'm weird? Because I'm very like, I'm pretty out there. You know, I say a lot of things that people are like, Malia, you can't say that. So I was like, do you think I'm weird? And I'll remember it forever. He said, you're not weird. You're expressive. So now I honestly like be expressive, be like, you know, like I'll remember it forever because I was like, that was it probably meant nothing to him. He was probably just talking out of his ass. He ain't got nothing to say. He was probably just trying to impress me or something, but him saying that, like, you're not weird, you're expressive. I'll remember it forever. And I love that. I also do have people tell me that I'm animated and stuff. So like, that's really cool too. Like the first time I heard it, I was like, what? And then I was like, wait, facts, you're fucking right. Like I definitely show all of my emotions like on my face, like most times. That's why I'm like, I can't hide how I feel because you're going to see it all over my face. Like it's honestly a blessing and a curse, a blessing and a curse, but be weird, be different. Stop giving so much of a fuck. In 2024, just be yourself. In 2024, just be yourself. It's okay to be yourself. You're great. You're special. You're spunky. You're expressive. You're animated. You're weird. I love it. I love it. That is all that you should be worried about. That you should only be worried about how you feel about yourself, not everybody else, because who even knows if you like those people? I've said that before. And like gaining social confidence, like who even knows, you know, like who do you even like what you're wearing? Do you even like how you're talking? Do you even like the music that you're listening to? I remember when I was dating one guy, I changed my entire like music. I was like, well, he likes rap music, so I'm gonna like go through and I'm gonna like everything from Lil Durk and like whatever. I do like Lil Durk, but like his like cute things, not necessarily like his like the things with like LMA. Like the difference is that Summer Walker. The difference is my bitch bad and she killing him. Like that fucking slay. Love that song. Okay. We only buy them bitches flowers because of Durk, yo. Yes. Bars again. I should be a singer. I should just start fucking writing music. Honestly, wait, let's see. No. I actually did, I think write down a freaking rap. wait. Oh my God. This is like a little part of it. Kill his ops. We on top. Skinny bitches. That was it. Kill his ops. We on top. Skinny bitches. On my block. Roll it up. Smoke it. I don't know, but it was pretty good. I think I did another one too. Like left, right. Oh, I honestly have it on my voice memo, but I'm not going to play it because like I am not like I love you guys so much, but there are certain boundaries that I have to keep. I will talk about the time that I got chlamydia. I will talk about my father being in prison. I'll talk about the time that, wait, maybe I shouldn't actually. My worst, my most embarrassing sex story. I'll have to save that for another time. Remember on the Q&A, one of you guys to ask me that, okay? Because that is an interesting, that is definitely an interesting thing. I just realized that this isn't even charging. I be thinking that I'm doing shit and I'm not. But okay. Let's get back to what we are supposed to be doing. So be weird, be lame, be boring. You're not missing out on anything. The drama is not worth it. The fighting people isn't worth it. The drama isn't worth it. You aren't behind. You're perfect the way that you are. Like all of that extra stuff that you feel like you need to be doing because society tells you don't. Just don't. You know, dance when you're in the gym. Laugh as loud as you fucking want. You know, sneeze as loud as you want. Like be yourself. Don't allow other people to make you feel like you aren't just awesome. And like, if you're really trying to build authentic connections in this world, because I know in your 20s, it's super hard to find friends because like everyone's kind of clicky. You know what I mean? They will find you, but only if you're actually who you're supposed to be and like who you are, because you're great. You know, you fart sparkles. Okay. Also again, like taking yourself on dates, disconnect, disappear and like keep private. You know, I'm learning to keep some of my things private. Okay. Especially when it comes to like moving forward in my dating life, I'm okay. Like sharing some like little ha ha who stories. But honestly, I feel like the next time I'm in a relationship or like dating someone, I really won't be speaking on it. Not until I'm fucking married, because these motherfuckers don't be lasting. Cause I, one, can't get past 3 months, and two, never been to a year. Like I do want to get to a year. Maybe when I get to a year with someone, then I'll like talk about it and I'll be like, hey, like I've actually been dating someone for a year. Tricked ya. But disconnect, disappear, be alone, gravitate, like learn who you are, learn your energy, like ground yourself in who you are before you're just trying to go out into the world. You know, how are you supposed to express yourself if you don't even know what you want to say? Let that sink in. TED Talk, let that sink in. Don't prove yourself to others. Prove yourself to you. Prove yourself to you. Don't live for other people. Live for yourself. Make yourself proud. Not all these other random motherfuckers. Like, that's why, like, people say, like, on Instagram, you have to be this way. You have to post this way. You have to look this way. Like, I don't know if y'all know, but I do my little wonky, wacky collages. And they make me happy. Because that is, like, happy moments in my life. Happy memories. Like, weird, silly, goofy things. That's what I strive for. That's what I live for. That's what makes me happy. That's the only thing I truly want to see from everybody else. Like, I get, like, that's another reason I didn't like runway and like modeling. Like, do you want me to have a serious face all the time? Like, I want a fucking smile. I want my eyes to be big. I want like my eyes to be big. I mean, like, I want to look wonky in some pictures. I want to just smile and like be happy. Like, I want you to be able to see my energy and my aura in whatever I'm in. I want to be passionate about what I'm in. I don't want to be sitting there looking sad. Like, I don't understand why modeling does that. Like, they want you to look like you're miserable and they want you to be anorexic. So that's another thing. Now, number five. Okay. Number five. 333 on the timer. La la la. Ooh, 333. Number five. This is something that's very important. Okay. This is something that I'm going to need you to do. Okay. Incorporate this into your routine. Okay. Listen up. Listen really, really, really good. And did you hear my tummy? Let's do that again. Listen up. Listen really, really good. The fifth thing that I'm going to need you to do in 2024 every day is wake up, make your bed, put on leggings, and roll your motherfucking neck. That's it. That is it. Stop putting so much pressure on yourself to do like a 10 thing, like a 10 step morning routine. Make your bed, put on leggings, and roll your neck. Something about putting on leggings just like changes you. Like, put on leggings and a giant t-shirt and some socks. Like, whatever it is that you need to do, but put on leggings. Leggings are like a don't fuck around type thing. You know what I mean? Like, you are going to get at least one task done. Okay. And like, there is that rule, like, what is it? Like 1, 3, and 5 or something like that, or 5, 3, and 1. Like, you have to get, you should get 1 big task done, 3 medium tasks, and 5 small tasks. That already seems too much for me. I'm not waking up that day. Like, I'm not doing that that day. Like, absolutely not. Put on your leggings, make your bed, and roll your neck. Okay. That is all that you are required to do. There's also the 15 minute rule. Well, there's a like, yeah, there's the 15 minute rule. I forgot who it was from. But if you're trying to clean or do something or like make a plan or like, you know, you're trying to get that task done, but you feel really lazy, put a 15 minute timer on and do as much as you can and then take a break. Okay. 2023 is about making sure that you're okay, making sure that you're not overwhelming yourself, making sure that you just know that everything is fine. Why can't everything be good? Like we were talking about before. So be small. Do the small things. Do the small things and give yourself big credit. Okay. Especially if you are like me, you're anxious, you get overwhelmed very easily. Do the small things and make yourself feel big about them. So those are my 5 things. Oh, and drink your water. Drink your motherfucking water, baby. Okay, we're staying hydrated in 2024. But I hope you liked my little 5 things to do that will change your life this year and things that you should focus on to make your heart happy and everybody happy and everything's okay. And I love you and you love me and we are a big happy family. Yay. Also, we're winning the lottery this year. Bet your ass that shit. Now, side quest, side note. Today, right now, actually, in 6 minutes, because it's 11:54. So at 12, I'm leaving and I'm going to look for apartments in Delray. Well, I have one apartment tour scheduled that I hope I get. I wouldn't be moving out until March, maybe April, but I'm registered for my classes next semester. And it is like a Monday through Friday thing. And like, I'm 45 minutes away from my campus. So it's just going to suck to have to drive there and back every day. I also want to get a job. I want to be a server, but I know too many people in this area. You know, people that I don't really like. I'm assuming that you can understand. And I don't want to run into any of these people, you know? So I want to like be a little far away. Like 30 minutes is where I'm trying to move. So I'll be like 12 minutes away from campus, but it would be just like probably safer too. Cause like driving is also dangerous. So if you're driving like every day, you know, I'd rather just be there. So I found one that I like that is in like a good price range for me, honestly. And yeah, I'm going to go tour it today. I will keep you guys updated. Be sure to also follow my like TikTok. I really don't post too much anymore because I got like so overwhelmed from like everybody hating me and being so mean to me. But you can follow it anyways. It's called Probably Late to Something. I might make like a side quest one that I just like post like random shit on, because I'm trying to keep the podcast more like just podcast, but I will let you guys know. Like, I need to come up with a name, because I love Tall Hot Girl, but they took that away from me, because I don't know, TikTok honestly kind of sucks. I use Instagram Reels and stuff now, but they kind of, let's see what name I could do. I don't know. Can you guys comment below some names I should do for my spam? Thank you. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day, baby. You mean the entire world to me. And we are going to have a beautiful, beautiful 2024 together. All right. I love you. Bye. Mwah.